This episode is brought to you in part by Split Software. Split is the feature delivery platform you need to help you exceed modern expectations in continuous and progressive delivery. As they once said, if you're not first, you're last. Similarly, if you're not delivering, you're falling behind. A software release shouldn't be stressful, and yet they tend to happen late at night after many days of stress. Imagine if it were otherwise. No mishaps, headaches, or hair loss. Split is the feature data platform software engineers need to release features quickly and safely. You and up to 10 of your colleagues can create your first feature flags at split.io/AWS Morning Brief. That's split.io/AWS Morning Brief. Congratulations are due to AWS for successfully landing a contract to service the U.S. Navy for $700 and some odd million over the next 5 years. Good job. Usually the U.S. Navy soaks you. Instead, you're able to soak the U.S. Navy. Now let's see what AWS got up to last week. Amazon Connect now allows contact center managers to join ongoing calls. I can't make this up. The feature is called barging. Because if there's one thing I wished could have been more frequent when I worked in a call center, it was absolutely not the ability for my boss to barge in on any of my calls to make them worse. Amazon OpenSearch Service now supports Amazon Graviton 2 instances in 4 additional regions. Why do I care what a managed service uses under the hood? Because this isn't cloud native, it's cloud hosted. It's basically software installed on EC2 instances and then upcharged to you. Now, why would you use it? Because AWS advantages its own first-party services like this by not charging for cross-AZ replication traffic, and there's no way for you or any third-party vendor to compete with that. So you're stuck. Now you know. AWS IQ launches public profiles for companies. It's becoming increasingly muddled what the difference is between IQ and the regular marketplace. AWS Organizations Console adds support to centrally manage region opt-in settings on AWS accounts. This is great if it worked, but it's been a few days now, and I can't find this thing in my control tower managed organization to save my life. ROSA, or Red Hat OpenShift on AWS, now provides an AWS Management Console experience for satisfying ROSA prerequisites. One of those prerequisites is apparently be a massive enterprise with decades of software heritage lying around, because no matter what angle I look at ROSA from, I can't seem to find a way to tilt at that windmill with a greenfield project. If you ask me to rank which cloud provider is the best developer experience, I'd be hard-pressed to choose a platform that isn't Google Cloud. Their developer experience is unparalleled in the early stages of building something great. That translates directly into velocity. Try it yourself with the Google for Startups Cloud program over at cloud.google.com/startup. It'll give you up to $100,000 a year for each of the first 2 years in Google Cloud credits for companies that range from bootstrapped all the way on up to Series A. Go build something and then tell me about it. My thanks to Google Cloud for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast. Amazon EMR Serverless Cost Estimator. If there's one thing customers love, it's having to jump through complex hoops to predict what their cloud cost is going to be. AWS Multi-Region Fundamentals. A white paper has come out on how to do things properly across multiple regions. Good luck. You're going to need it. It's about as hard as adding in a second cloud, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. Then finally, organize your AWS serverless code to prevent merge conflicts. A merge conflict is the collective noun for a group of developers. The way to avoid it is to only have one developer working on a serverless microservice. And that's what happened last week and indeed last year in AWS. I'll talk to you in the new year. It's been a blast, friends.
This has been a Humble Pod production. Stay humble.